Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I'm joined by Knoxville Economic Development Director Glenn Lyons as we talk about the most recent storefront grants approved and other topics.
And Glenn, I appreciate you taking time out with me today. Again, this week, another batch of storefront improvement grants and another facade improvement grant were approved by the council. Can you talk a little bit about those projects?
Sure. There were six storefront grants. Most of them involved replacing windows, but there were windows and doors and things like that. There were some other projects that involved putting some brick wainscoting on Raymond and things like that as well. And then the facade grant, which is the larger grant for $12,500, built an EFIS facade on the south side of the building that's on the northeast corner of 3rd and Robinson. I think the address is 125 South.
And then with these, obviously another batch coming in, and then you also mentioned that you're still reviewing a few more applications. Do you foresee those that you're reviewing being brought forth to the council for approval at some point?
I think most of them will come in July. We have two or three applications where we need more information, a couple where they're proposing something that probably isn't acceptable, but there's an alternative that we're trying to work out. And we have one or two where the applicants haven't really followed up with the kind of information we need. So of the six or seven left, I think four or five will go to council in July.
So with those applications then, Glenn, I know it's past the deadline to submit them, but in this process then, once you're reviewing them, is there a time frame that they have to have the additional information to you, or how does that process work with the reviewing of the applications?
Well, what we've told them is that we will take an application forward when it's complete, but we haven't had but one or two applicants that I think they lost interest after having applied early, and a couple others are waiting for estimates. It's getting really hard to get estimates from contractors right now. They're all so busy.
No, absolutely. And then also another approval was about the consulting contracts for the facade rehabilitation project at 203 East Main. Just kind of talk about what that means for this project moving forward now.
Well, it's a $580,000 renovation of Elite Dance's two facades, the one that faces the square and the other one on Second. It would have been about a $680,000 renovation if we had opted to work with the private general contractor. And in order to keep the prices down and make the project realizable, the city was asked by IEDA to provide project management services. That would include hiring the subcontractors and people like that. And so the $100,000 grant that the city had awarded to the project is being spent $60,000 on the architecture, $20,000 on a grants administrator, a HUD-trained grants administrator, and almost $20,000 for the project management piece. So these are steps to get the project rolling right now. We're working on an environmental review and a historic review that IEDA has to do before we can start the project. The architect is putting the working drawings together so that we can bid the project out in late July, I think.
And then finally, there was a public hearing set for July 5th that was to approve some rezoning an application for a portion of the property on the for the VA. Just talk a little bit about that.
Sure. As part of the development process in phase one there, as you know, we have a proposal to develop the park with a splash pad and to subdivide and service 34 lots. And as part of that process, we also need to rezone that area so that it can accommodate some of the land use recommendations that council approved in the confluence design concept. And the confluence concept called for row housing, basically townhouses with garages off the back, ringing the park on three sides. We don't have a row housing market at this time in Knoxville. And so we worked in the subdivision and the rezoning to put together a set of rules and lots that could accommodate a three-unit townhouse on a 100-foot lot, but also would allow a single-family home on a 50-foot lot and a duplex on a 60-foot lot. And so the public hearing for July 5th is a review of that planned unit development rezoning. And it's a variation on R2 that allows the slightly smaller lots and the townhouses, row houses, which aren't normally allowed in R2. And the smaller lots, they're narrower, make perfect sense when you're putting the garages off a paved alley in the back. You don't have the two-car garage facing the street and taking up a good part of the lot width. And so that's what's coming on July 5th. The preliminary plat for the subdivision has already been approved by Planning Commission, and it'll go back for the final plat and on to council in August, I believe.
Well, Glenn, I appreciate taking time out with me. Thank you very much.
Thanks to Glenn Lyons for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniacareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.